And a very good morning to Warwick Hadfield.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Warwick, in tennis, a touch of the Nick Caves last night, a little bit of history.
A little bit of history indeed. Novak Djokovic, of course, is now has won more Australian Opens than anyone else in the Open era. He's just behind a bloke by the name of Roy Emerson, the boy from Black Butt, Queensland, via Ipswich Grammar and Brisbane Grammar, where he really learned his tennis in the big smoke. He won six, of course, in the era of the amateur, and some would say some of those he won were a little bit easier because blokes like Laver and co were off playing in the Jack Crawford circus. But anyway, that's six, but you'd have to think at his young, tender age, Djokovic will be back to get to six, seven, maybe
eight. Yes, there's more there.
There's a lot more there. I mean, he just absorbed everything that Andy Murray threw at him, and I think I saw the kitchen sink go over the net a few times in the first two sets, and then, of course,
took the net, but landed in the sink.
Yeah, so it was an amazing first two sets. They went for longer than most matches go in the modern era, and we're blessed. I think we've been blessed, actually, with this whole era to have Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer and these two at the same time. It's been a great time for tennis.
Now, soccer, of course, over the weekend, Socceroos, well, that was a real coming-of-age moment.
Oh, I think it's a landmark in the history of sport in this country. I notice some of the media commentators, no doubt members of the NRL, AFL, Mafia, are calling soccer now the hottest summer sport in this country. I think what we're seeing is
nice thought,
the hottest sport in this country. You know, it's not like an election. It's not like one minute it's Australian football and the next day, you know, you've got a new cabinet set up around soccer. This is a sort of a it's a transformational thing. But I think we're now seeing the stage where soccer is very, very much on the way to becoming the number one sport in this country. If you're a 15-year-old person who can kick a soccer ball or kick a football or whatever, and you can see genuinely being able to play for your country in a genuine world-class event.
What a cracking game it was, too.
It was, too. And you know, to be part of that, and then also go off and play in England and earn in a week what most AFL footballers and NRL footballers get for a season, the choice is going to become clearer and clearer over the next little while.
It could well be, though, Warwick, that many codes can coexist in this wide brown land. But
Barassi says no.
Oh.
Ron Barassi says no.
I defer.
So do I.
Warwick, thank you. More sport with Warwick Hadfield after 7:30 this morning.